only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. There's no question about that. We are going to be the 51st state. And I think everybody's thinking, that's just not going to happen. Well, the reality check is it's not just going to happen. It is actually happening right here, right now, right before your very eyes. It's happening. It's moving along. We're doing all the things you need to do to become a state. That is something that's really, really the big deal. That is a big deal. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on here in the last hour. And, of course, many thanks to Liz Ritchie and Malcolm McGough, who were part of the effort to turn the tide, I guess you can say, for Donald Trump in the battleground states in the 2016 election, utilizing Californians. Shocking. Hundreds of thousands of Californians to plead the case for Donald Trump in other states by phone banking and other things. It's quite a story, and we're very happy that both of those individuals are with the New California State Movement. Shocking. I know that's important, but and they're providing great assistance there. The other thing, too, though, is that as we look at the landscape of New California, I'll say this all the time, our job in New California as a new state coming on board is to provide a Republican form of government, which is clearly not the case in California today. And that's one of the things that we're going to be doing is doing that. Also, we're going to be giving some other assistance to Donald Trump, the president, in his time of need for New Californians and relief for all Californians, actually, as New California moves forward as an alternative. Obviously, we're not going to be doing the same things as what you've seen with the situation in California, the corruption that absolutely exists in California. And, you know, it's replete with corruption in California. Shocking, as I know. Shocking. You always say shocking. Well, the reason why I always say shocking is because it is so shocking. This is the thing that really is. I've been involved with radio and over the years and involved with being, you know, from administrative standpoint, from a school administrator and all the other things going on. The massive amount of corruption in California, it's just it's over the top corruption. And it really cut all the it really cuts to the political levels at all levels. And people are astounded when they start to peel back the onion and start to see this stuff. And it's every single day, especially when we got the situation going on with activists with the Second Amendment. And then, of course, the whole thing with the election system, the fraudulent system there. And then, of course, when you get in not just the politics, but those people holding elected offices, the political offices that were there, is something that is just absolutely amazing to see the level of corruption. One of the places that we've seen massive levels of corruption, of course, is the California Department of Justice. And Jerry Brown was Attorney General. You see, you have Javier Becerra, and before Javier Becerra, it was Kamala Harris and then Jerry Brown. And this is the thing that's kind of interesting, is that Jerry Brown, well, remember, he was the governor, maybe you don't remember this, from 76 to 84, and shocking, he comes back as the governor in 2010, but before he was governor in 2010, he was elected to be attorney general, get it, in 2006, so he's 4 years as attorney general. And it's the attorney general's office that enforces, of course, all these gun laws and Second Amendment issues and things like that. Then Kamala Harris is in, but also it was the bulwark. It was basically the place in which the biggest resistance to the cartels that were trying to flood into California and use the great environment here to grow their marijuana was being stopped. And the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement was a big part of that with California State Department of Justice. And, these cartels, of course, have had just an enormous impact on the marijuana market, plus the fentanyl. That's been the trailer, the fentanyl. And with a series of, I want to run by these names. So you've got Jerry Brown as an attorney general. Then you have Kamala Harris, and then you have Javier Becerra, who has his other issues. Remember, Javier Becerra was in Congress before he became the Attorney General here. Now, this is the problem for Javier Becerra. He's implicated in, of course, the, I guess you would say, computer gate. His server was wiped clean when he was there. But he also was the person, when he got to Congress in the early 2000s, he hires the Awan brothers. Uh-oh. You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, remember she lost her computer and it turned up in one of those telephone booths in the Mirror building, I think it was. And of course, this goes back to the architectures. There still are phone booths. This was back in the day when they actually had phones and you put in quarters to make actually dimes. That's the term, who dropped the dime, right? You drop a dime and tell law enforcement this is where Muggsy's going to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. Dropping a dime because you used to have to pay for using the phone. I was thinking about this the other day in a conversation I was having, and I brought that up to some people. I said, you know, remember we used to get phone bills for long distance. And, it happened to be with a ham radio situation. And I said, when I was a kid growing up, you know, we moved out from Pennsylvania. It had a lot of relatives. I mean, I was 6 months old when we moved out. But we had relatives back east. Back east. You remember that? Back east. And we lived in Orange, California. And when there was real orange grove, citrus fruits all around, it was kind of idyllic, of course. Anyway, when we moved out here, we couldn't afford long-distance telephone. We couldn't afford it. In fact, you know, we were so broke that I was asked as 12 years old, said, Paul, can you go work out in fields and, you know, pick oranges, because we needed the money. So, you know, poor white people, we had to fend for ourselves. And actually, I was making pretty good money for a 12-year-old at the time in the fields. And my mom really appreciated that money. But the communications, you know, my mom always wanted to talk to her family members, but my uncle was a big ham radio operator. And so they got together with some people out in Orange, California, and we'd periodically jump in the car and go to this guy's house, which seemed a million miles away. Today, it's just a couple blocks. But as a kid growing up, it was fascinating to sit in this room with the radios and everything. And we'd sit there, you know, sometimes about 1 o'clock in the morning or midnight or 11 to 1, I think was the time frame. So the atmospherics were right and the signals were just bouncing off, and we could actually listen to our relatives. And that, you know, my cousins and aunts and uncles we'd talk to on the ham radio. Everything would be completely set. Anyway, I brought that up that, you know, back in the day, we used to pay for long distance, and now we don't. We can call anywhere in the world, and it's, like, free. You know, I mean, we pay a monthly bill. But, you know, again, the saturation of the phone market's enormous, isn't it? So they made it up with all the sales of all the telephones. And, again, we have this loss of 21 million phones in Wuhan. For some reason, there's 21 fewer phones being utilized in Wuhan, China. I wonder if that has anything to do with the coronavirus. Just a little long distance phone call, right? Am I dropping a dime? I'm about to. That's why you don't want to leave. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NCS 51. NCS 51. Okay. The story continues. And, again, one of the big stories we were talking about at the beginning of the hour, the beginning of the show, actually, it was the Judd Chauss's California law requiring background checks for ammunition. This is a big deal. And I want to thank Colleen for getting the actual judgment sent to me, and I'm going to be posting it up here a little bit later on this morning. Well, it'll be afternoon East Coast because we're coming up on the noontime hour there. And anyway, but the California judge tosses this law requiring background checks. And this is a bellwether, I think, for all other judges in California now who have been vastly, extremely liberal. I mean, the corruption in our California judiciary is replete. You know, from the cartels buying out judges to judges, it just goes on and on and on and on. We're going to talk a little bit about that corruption here in a second, but this is the case in which California passed this extremely onerous law and requiring background checks and face-to-face purchases of ammunition. And, of course, you have to sign your life away just like you're buying a gun or something like that. So this is now a huge decision. And, of course, it's looking at California and all the different things happening. It's a wonderful thing. So this is, as the story was, U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez in San Diego called the regulations onerous and convoluted, adding that they violated citizens' Second Amendment rights, the Associated Press reported. And it's kind of an easy, this as I look at the lawsuit, and I'm going to pull it up here from Colleen, who sent it to us, compliments of all the things going on. See if I can get it to pull back up here again. Perfect. Anyway, it says it right in the very front of the document, which I think is pretty amazing, which I'm going to pull out. And again, I didn't get it on my computer because we had the interview going on in the last hour, but I'll pull it off the thing here, and that way I can read it. Excuse me, it's fighting me. It's got the death grip on it. Anyway, but this is from the court case, which I think is fascinating, the way the judge did this. Okay, this is now, this was the plaintiff is Kim Rode, who's the plaintiff, versus Javier Becerra. Oh, there's one of those attorney generals of the three that I just mentioned. Am I getting to something here? Maybe. Says order granting plaintiff's motion for preliminary injunction. So they get the injunction, and this is the wording on the injunction on the first page. I'm going to read it to you because I think this is a big telling incident here, and this is powerful stuff. Says the experiment has been tried. This is his opening line on the document. The experiment has been tried. The casualties have been counted. California's new ammunition background check law misfires, and the Second Amendment rights of California citizens have been gravely injured. In this, I mean, listen to that verbiage. Let me read that again to you. It's just like, maybe it's exactly what we should be talking about here. I mean, bold, dynamic, and just smash mouth conservative judgmanship here. That's the way I'm going to call it, smash mouth language here. The experiment has been tried. The casualties have been counted. God. This is called a take-no-prisoners statement from a judge. It says, California's new ammunition background check law misfires, and the Second Amendment rights of California citizens have been gravely injured. Gravely injured. That's a dead ringer, by the way. In this action, it's not a dead ringer, sorry, we'll get those dead ringers right. In this action, plaintiff seeks a preliminary injunction enjoining California's onerous and convoluted new laws requiring ammunition purchase background checks and implementing ammunition anti-importation laws. And for the reason that follows, the motion for preliminary injunction is granted. God. Says the purported state interest to be achieved by these new laws is keeping ammunition out of the hands of prohibited Californians. The new laws are consistently defective for several reasons. And he goes on and talks about this. First, criminals, tyrants, and terrorists don't do background checks. Smash mouth. Says the background check experiment defies, listen to this, common sense while unduly and severely burdening the Second Amendment rights of every responsible gun-owning citizen desiring to lawfully buy ammunition. Second, the implementing regulations systematically prohibit or deter an untold number of law-abiding California citizen residents from undergoing the required background checks. Third, in the 7 months since the implementation, the standard background check rejected citizen residents who are not prohibited persons approximately 16.4% of the time. And fourth, the ammunition anti-importation laws directly violate the federal dormant common clause. Now, commerce clause. Now, this is where I want to stop here, is about this commerce clause, because the three attorney generals, including Javier Becerra, Jerry Brown, or Kamala Harris, and Jerry Brown, what were they doing to interfere with the Commerce Clause? And this is this is one of the reasons I don't purchase things out of state that we're bringing up right now, but it shoots it down altogether. And I'm not an attorney, and we're probably going to have to get some legal opinion. We'll get with Sam Paredes and these other people. We'll get a legal opinion on this. That this shoots down the notion that if I was to go to Nevada, or I was to go to Oregon, or I was to go to Idaho and purchase ammunition and come across the border, that I'd be arrested. And the DOJ was doing just that. If you were going across the border and you bought something that was you legally purchased in Nevada, but if there was a violation of law, for California, you drove it back over the border, per se. Well, if you got caught with it on the California side, then the laws would apply. The onerous laws would apply, I might add. Those laws are still there for many things. It's obviously not there for the importation of ammunition. That just flew the coop. So we can now go across the border, buy the ammunition, and bring it back. But now you can just go and buy it at the store. The court decision has made that, which I'm going to go down and buy more ammunition today. Just saying, might as well, right? Because this will not be overturned by the higher courts. It will not. And Javier Becerra right now is taking the fuzz out of his navel. He's sort of navel gazing right now, thinking, what are we going to do? Here's this Donald Trump, and I'm in trouble with Donald Trump to begin with, because I hired the Awan brothers. Because that's, I was stealing state secrets, and the Awan brothers were passing it off to Pakistan, going into China, to the biggest seller, right? Are you getting the drift of something here? So who are the most onerous of the attorney generals that were doing this routine where they were sending agents to gun shows in Nevada, agents in Nevada, in Oregon, and copying down license plates of Californians and taking pictures of the license plate of individuals that were at the gun shows, and then calling the highway patrol on the side of California and saying, oh, we got a license plate here that was at the California plate, and they were at the gun show. Maybe they've got some contraband, and people were being arrested. I suggest a class action lawsuit by these folks. I mean, just saying. I'm just suggesting. I'm not an attorney. Is that a possibility? Lawsuits are going to stack up on the courts of California, led by New California. Don't you hate it when this happens? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that website, A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51. A lot of things going on there. Okay, we've got the judge tossing this out and that out and all this other good stuff. I'm going to check here in my little news basket of stories. We're sort of roaming around the countryside. Big implications for not just California, but the nation with this law, because there were a lot of states that were mimicking this law or about to mimic this law. So now it's been tossed out, and in a big way, with very, very strong language. That's the thing that I find interesting, is the strength of the language that's used. The guy's just blunt. Benitez. Benitez. Yes, Benitez was his name. Judge Benitez, federal judge in the Southern District. So Southern District of Southern California. Taking back the courts, really, what Donald Trump's doing in California. That's a big plus. The Ninth Circuit has gotten several new members that are, well, let's say Trump appointees, and they're not liking it on the other side. So there's going to, you know, they've been losing a lot here, right? Anyway, stays in place. Michigan Governor Whitmer extends stay-at-home order as lawmakers intervene. Oh, you mean the lawmakers are waking up? We said this yesterday, that the lawmakers in California are questioning the $1 billion expenditure for masks. And, of course, the problem is that you have all these masks being made by a Chinese company that's owned by Warren Buffett. And it's the same company that makes the choo-choo train here in the United States. Oh, shocking. What could possibly go wrong? So his buddy, Warren Buffett, they already shelled out $500 million for this from the state of California, which doesn't have money, honey. And that's a problem. Of course, we talked about these things with Chris Street earlier in the week, and we weren't able to snag him for the rest of the show, but he will be on soon. Anyway, a lot of things happening. So Michigan Governor Whitmer extends a stay-at-home thing, and they're going to double down, guys. These liberal states, and of course she's an extremist liberal. And she's all part of the coven, basically, to try and get the elections, or to make sure people don't congregate, which is, you know, they've got to stop the Trump rallies. That's really what this is. They've got to stop the Trump rallies, and they've got to stop places like New Californians from meeting. But that's not happening. New Californians are meeting all over the place, and you got virtual setups. You're going to, you know, we're not going to be backing down from any of this stuff. There's no disease out here, like they say. It's all a big joke, is what it is, and that's the sad thing. But we're going to chime into this little report that we have here from the Michigan contingent. Here we go.
Testing Governor Gretchen.
We can get this to work right.
Strict stay-at-home order, and so are businesses challenging her in the courtroom on Friday. The Michigan.
That's today.
And Landscape Association filed a lawsuit against the governor, arguing her order is not being applied fairly. Joining us now is the attorney who filed the suit, John Birch, and two people in the lawn care business, John Darren Jr., president of English Gardens, and Chris Welton, co-owner of Welton Lawn Care. Thank you all for being here this morning. Ladies first, Chris, I'll start with you. As someone who owns a garden center, what has happened to you, and how has the government treated your business?
Well, we are representing thousands of business owners like us in the state of Michigan. It's our peak season, and it's devastating to the entire industry. We have customers that want us to come. They don't understand why we can't. We have lost revenue, employees that are laid off that we're trying to take care of, unused inventory, and customer retention issues. That really is a problem.
Chris, we're talking about lawn care, right? So you're going to people's homes to help them with their lawn. What does that have to do with social distancing?
Our employees work solo. They're the ultimate social distancers. They work outside. They have their own truck, their own equipment, personal protective equipment to keep them isolated from the rest of the world. And the only contact they have is with customers through the telephone.
Wow. John, on your side, what have you seen with your business?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for letting us come on and tell our story.
Of course, thank you.
Our hearts and prayers go out to the people that have lost loved ones and friends and the frontline healthcare providers. We've been in business for 66 years. We have six garden center operations around Detroit as well as a landscape operation. Our stores were all geared up for spring, and then suddenly we're closed down on March 25th, and we had to lay off over 200 people. In peak season, we'll employ up to 400 people. So April's a very big month for us. Our sales will be zero for April. And May is the biggest month of the year, and June follows. So now people, because of this virus, haven't been able to find vegetable plants to grow in their gardens or flowers to plant, which is great mental health therapy. And when you do those things, all of a sudden you realize you have tomatoes. So we feel we can prepare a very safe workplace for our employees and our customers to shop. Because our stores have large outdoor areas, it's not necessary for a customer to even come in a store.
John,
we can do totally. Yes.
John, I was able to go to Home Depot and buy many of those goods the other day. I know there are Walmarts and Targets and other big box stores in your state who sell many of the goods that you sell as well. Why are they able to stay open, yet you're told to stay closed?
Well, in the governor's last order, she closed all of the box stores' non-essential departments, which included their garden centers. We're seeing spotty.
So you can mingle with other stuff, but you can't mingle with that stuff.
Right, right. Their plants initially were deemed more essential than ours. But she has closed them down, but it's not being enforced very well in some communities.
Of course not.
People are still able to buy.
Well, they fixed it by inflicting more pain as opposed to allowing you to, in a common sense way, open up your business and provide livelihood and plants for people. John, I want to go to the law side of this. You brought this suit. Tell us the prospects.
Well, we are good about the prospects of getting an order that will stop the governor's order as applied to these businesses sometime this week. You have to understand that Michigan is the only state in the country that prohibits the basic landscaping and lawn care services that we're talking about in this lawsuit. And what's more, the order specifically allows public employees to mow the grass and trim branches and things like that in public parks while prohibiting private businesses from doing the same for compensation. And what's sad about this is there are elderly and infirm Michiganders out there who need their grass taken care of, and because they can't hire out these services, they're starting to get public nuisance orders from their local governments because their grass is too long. So what we need is a dose of common sense here in the midst of the stay-at-home order.
I don't mean to smirk because it's not funny, but it's so lacking in any common sense that it makes decent people just look sideways. I'm gonna briefly, Chris, are you going to be able to survive this as a business?
We will. Some companies won't. Many won't. And it's certainly not going to be our best year.
John, let me ask you the same thing. You said, you know, zero revenue in April. Are you able to get access to funds? What are your prospects?
We were able to get the SBA paycheck loan. That's going to help. But it's going to be very difficult next 12 to 18 months for us, I think, losing the amount of business we've already lost, and depending what our...
The twisted logic that goes with what we're seeing in Michigan, all throughout the nation. Yeah, you know, one of the things I think is kind of interesting is they don't want you to buy seeds. They're particularly concerned about you buying seeds, you know, like for gardens and vegetables. Now, listen, we warned you about seeds years ago, that the government would step in and seize seeds from citizens. They're testing it. They're testing it. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We just saw about the heat and the humidity. Is it dangerous for you to make people think they would be safe by going outside in the heat, considering that so many people are dying in Florida, considering that this virus has had an outbreak in Singapore, places that are hot and are humid?
Here we go. The new headline is Trump asks people to go outside. That's dangerous. Here we go. Same old group. You ready? I hope people enjoy the sun. And if it has an impact, that's great. I'm just hearing this, not really for the first time. I mean, there's been a rumor that, you know, a very nice rumor that you go outside in the sun or you have heat and it does have an effect on other viruses. But now we get it from one of the great laboratories of the world, I have to say. It covers a lot more territory than just this. This is probably an easy thing, relatively speaking, for you. I would like you to speak to the medical doctors to see if there's any way that you can apply light and heat to cure. You know, if you could, and maybe you can, maybe you can't. Again, I say maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor, but I'm like a person that has a good, you know what.
But sir, you're the president.
Deborah, have you ever heard of that? The heat and the light relative to certain viruses, yes, but relative to this virus?
Not as a treatment. I mean, certainly fever is a good thing when you have a fever. It helps your body respond. But not as I've not seen heat or light.
I think it's a great thing to look at. I mean, you know. Okay.
Respectfully, sir, you're the president, and people tuning into these briefings, they want to get information and guidance and want to know what to do. They're not looking for rumors.
I'm the president, and you're fake news. And you know what I'll say to you? I'll say very nicely, I know you well. I know you well, because I know the guy. I see what he writes. He's a total faker. So are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? It's just a suggestion from a brilliant lab by a very, very smart, perhaps brilliant man. He's talking about sun. He's talking about heat. And you see the numbers. So that's it. That's all I have. I'm just here to present talent. I'm here to present ideas, because we want ideas to get rid of this thing. And if heat is good and if sunlight is good, that's a great thing as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead.
Well, that was President Trump, sort of a interesting story that came in the byline for this. It says President Trump in the White House, in his White House coronavirus task force briefing on Thursday, appeared to suggest that light and disinfectants might have the potential to treat the coronavirus, prompting a number of stories condemning the comments, others seeking to defend the president, and a scathing tweet from presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The comments even prompted a statement from Raquet Benckiser Group, the makers of Lysol, warning people of improper use of disinfectant products. I'm not too sure about what the quote was that the president... I didn't hear a quote that said anything about disinfectants and injecting it. It says, as a global leader, this is their comment, in health and hygiene products, we must be clear that under no circumstances should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body through injection, ingestion, or any other route, the company said. As with all products, our disinfectants and hygiene products should only be used as intended and in line with usage guidelines, blah, blah, blah. And it says UV light injecting disinfectants. I didn't hear that. On Friday, the White House hit back at the media coverage with Press Secretary Kylie McEnany, saying that in a statement, President Trump has repeatedly said that Americans should consult with medical doctors regarding coronavirus treatment, a point that he emphasized again during yesterday's briefing. Leave it to the media to irresponsibly take President Trump out of context and run negative headlines. So I guess the question is, and I don't have the answer from the story, and again, we're floating around with different articles. It says the president's comments came after administration officials presented findings of a study that suggested increased heat, light, and humidity in the summer could decrease the time it takes for the coronavirus to disperse on surfaces. Listen, guys, I got to tell you, this is pretty solid science about this fact. It's been pretty much known that sunlight does have a very negative effect on viruses. And in fact, during the Spanish flu, one of the biggest treatments that they had was getting people out of tents, out of the buildings that they were in, and putting them in sunlight. Yeah, when it was warm and stuff outside. They also said that isopropyl alcohol and bleach were highly effective in tests at killing the viruses on surface, with bleach killing it as few as 5 minutes and isopropyl alcohol doing so in just 30 seconds. Trump launched into the comments that drew the harshest backlash, including one Washington Post headline that read, "Trump asked if disinfectants could be injected to kill coronavirus into the body, and doctors answered people will die." Here's what Trump said in the briefing exchange with his administration experts, according to reporters. Initial comments. Trump asked if disinfectants. He just asked. I think he was maybe didn't want to use the word. Trump props comments. So this is now coming from Doctors of Lysol. So let's see if we got the clip that actually hears him say that.
Disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
Okay.
On this vote, so, the yeas are 300.
I guess they're voting on the other thing, too. I got to find out about that before we run out of time here. We're just not even going to play the commercials. We're just going to continue going on here. So he says the word disinfectant. I'm not saying that that's a practice. He's speculating about what types of modalities would kill the thing. I'm not picking it up that he's really suggesting that the disinfectants and doctors wouldn't allow that to happen, of course. But he's clearly speculating on what's going on there. Okay, so what is going on with this stimulus thing? That was the Washington Post. They're playing it up big, and you know, they're trying to make something. I think out of really nothing. You know, I think he probably would have said an antibiotic or something like that. What can we do to aerosolize it? I think maybe is what he was listening to or talking about. You know, when you're out there doing these kind of things, sometimes it just doesn't come out as straight as you want it to come out. But we're speculating. You know, I do public speaking for a living. Never in my life did I ever think I was going to be doing public speaking. I'm serious. Absolutely serious. And here I am, public speaking all the time. And I really do appreciate the fact you guys are listening. I really, really do. It's just, this is another brouhaha. Dr. Oz on state plans to reopen. That's another little article that we're looking at. And, trying to get you some interesting situation. Pandemic precaution. Does taking vitamin D protect you during coronavirus? Who knows? They don't know. That's why they call it your medical practice, right? The practitioners. And what is going on with Kim Jong-un? That's pretty amazing, isn't it? The whole thing with Kim Jong-un. And I wonder what's going to happen right now. I'm really kind of wondering What are we doing at the gun store, at the gun stores today? I got to go down to my local gun store and check it out. You know, I got to go down there and check it out. Here's one. New York man and girlfriend gunned down in Mexico. Yeah. Gun store owner invokes, it's a gun store day, gun store owner invokes God and Trump against cease and desist order amid corona crisis. And Massachusetts gun store owner invokes God and Trump. Okay, so there you go. He's just saying, no way. Says a Massachusetts gun store owner known as Mr. Gunrunner. He should come out of California, right? Mr. Gunrunner is invoking higher authorities, namely God and President Trump, in his defense of in his defiance of Governor Charles Baker's order to close shop amid the coronavirus pandemic. The state now has the third highest number of COVID cases in the country with 46,000. Sure it does. Behind New York and New Jersey, John Costa, owner of Gunrunner in Middleborough, whose logo pays homage to the Second Amendment, is looking to the Constitution to defend his refusal to close his store, despite being issued a cease and desist order. They're going to have to drag me out or kill me. One or the other, Costa told Glenn Beck on his radio show. They're not worried about the coronavirus. They're using that as a backdrop to put us Second Amendment people totally gone. And he's right. He's absolutely right about that. I want to see the sign. They have the picture of this. Here's one for you. County of Los Angeles. Long lines and increase in background checks signal spike in gun sales. Shocking. Shocking. This is another part of the story, but we're not going to cover that. Don't you find it just absolutely interesting the way this whole coronavirus thing, it's crumbling right before their very eyes. And pretty soon, I mean, we're reaching critical mass. I think there's going to be more protests going on over the weekend, and we'll try and update you. Actually, now those of you that are going to be listening to us on KMYC 1410 AM in Northern California, will be maybe doing some interesting things between now and then. So that show will be airing tomorrow between 4 and 6 p.m. Pacific, and that's 1410 AM. And that will be in out of Marysville, Yuba City area, and also Sacramento. So that's the show plays on Saturday there, but also the show plays in its normal time frames with Red State Talk Radio, the Talk Monster. We are just absolutely banging it out of the park with so many good programs. Scott Adams and Larry Fries and Tori Says, of course, Tori's doing a fantastic job. Just had Roger Stone on the last couple of days. And, of course, Roger Stone is trying to get all the airtime. We might have him on our show next week. We'll see. Anyway, I want to say thank you again to all the citizen journalists who have brought us a big show today for a lot of different things, for talking about the Trump campaign in California in 2016 and what's going to happen in 2020. Also about the whole gun law, Second Amendment, which pertains nationally to everybody. This judge just smacked down those that want to, in California, anyway, those that want to require that you have to have an ID and have to be background checked to buy ammunition. Stupid. It was a stupid law. It was oppressive, and it was rightfully struck down in very bold and strong language, which I find very interesting. Obviously, this Benitez, Judge Benitez out of the Southern District of California, he's an originalist constitutionalist. I think that's really what it is. You know, you listen to these originalist constitutionalists, and after a while, it makes a lot of sense. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.